This is episode number 2267 of the Who Cares News for Monday, August 8th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, 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 we can't say that we didn't see this coming. But Kimmy and Petey, Splitsville.
Yeah, not surprised.
After 9 months.
I thought it odd. He was in Australia with her not being there. And there was the big deal about them all, their FaceTiming, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And she spent the weekend with him or whatever. And I thought, nah, that's not right. I mean, I get it. She's got kids, but she's got nannies. The kids have a dad. They can go spend a week with dad.
Yeah, but you know what? It's been 9 months.
Has it been 9 months? Wow.
It's been 9 months. Wow. There's no baby, but nine months.
Is that past the Pete Davidson length of relationships? We're going to have to look that up, by God.
I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, I am kind of curious about that, too. Yeah.
So a source told Page Six that at the heart of the breakup is their age difference. I kind of find that hard to believe because, you know, he was with Kate Beckinsale for, what, 2 years?
Was it 2 years? No.
No, it wasn't two years.
No.
If he's going to say age difference, how many, he keeps dating women that are older than him.
Right. So no, that's true. That is true. So it can't be age difference. I think that's, I call hooey on that one.
I think he's got a lot of BDE to go around.
Well,
he's
got to
get out there.
Still
he's got to spread it.
That's right.
He's got to spread the BDE. It's not just for one person.
Yeah, that's true. He's got to spread it around. Everybody has some BDE.
He's got BDE oats to sow. He could make an oatmeal brand of his own.
Oh, my God.
BDE oats.
Jeez. So
she had her fun.
Yeah, she had her fun.
Which she did.
He's
after
a
being with Kanye, she got to have a little fun. Good on her.
He's actually a rebound relationship.
Of course.
So, I mean, it wasn't going to last anyway.
It was
that.
All about the sex.
No, I think that's true.
It was a fun relationship. And which she, in psychologically speaking, she probably needed that. As it's a palate cleanser.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Palate cleanser.
It's looking like none of the women that he's been with, this is one of the longer relationships he's had, 9 months.
Well, how long was Kate Beckinsale?
Like that
was
4.
No.
Yeah. They met at a party. They were first romantically linked in January of 19, and they were quits by April of 2019. Four months. Now, she was his rebound from Ariana Grande. Remember that he had, wanted, they got engaged and she broke up. So, anyway, he's got more tattoos to cover up. That's all I know, by golly.
Well, according to the source, Kim is totally exhausted by the relationship.
Totally exhausted. Oh, my God.
And with other things going on in her life. You know, she has to fly here, fly there to see him. The sex must be nonstop. Come home, be a mom. Be rich.
Well, you just made that dirty, didn't you?
She's busy as a mom as well as a mogul. See, of course, you know, social media fixture and reality show star. I mean, it's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
And adding to that, there was also a lot of stress coming from the ex who was very public about his disapproval of Pete for a while.
Yeah,
well, you know, I don't care what Kanye thinks, really.
Really? You don't
I can't say that I care what Kim thinks, but I definitely don't care what Kanye thinks.
Well, you know what? All's well that ends well. Pete's got his BDE
and
intact.
He was a bit, Kanye was a bit controlling. And so seriously, you know, she leaves Kanye and she goes off and has what would be considered to be a normal, fun dating relationship.
And there you go. And it's done.
Yeah. So,
on to the next, I say. On to the next.
On to the next. I don't know what to think about this. Because back when I was 16 years old, I spent some time with my grandma in Georgia.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks. And she introduced me to Days of Our Lives.
Oh.
Because my grandma, that was her favorite thing.
Okay.
And so when Bo and Hope were teenagers and falling in love. And so they've been on NBC all these years.
Yeah.
You actually have a friend who works.
I do have a friend that works on Duel.
Yeah, yeah.
Very young. Yeah. As a matter of fact.
Yeah. He's an Emmy winner.
He is. The whole crew won an Emmy some years ago for Days of Our Lives. Yeah. I've even held his Emmy. That doesn't sound creepy. Anyway,
Daytime drama awards, days of our lives, yeah. NBC's longest running series yeah. will be making the jump to the Peacock streaming
Are
platform this fall.
Are you kidding me? What?
I'm not. Which wow. I'm upset for all the older wow. people who seriously.
What are you going to do at noon? Isn't it on at noon? Is it on at noon? I think it's on at noon.
That happens this fall.
That's people's lunch hour.
New episodes of Days of Our Lives will begin debuting daily on Peacock starting wow. September 12th.
Wow.
It's collected 58 daytime Emmys during 57 years.
Wow. Wow. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
Now I'm going to have to teach my mom how to stream Peacock Plus, you know,
well,
because I don't know. What
when I worked at the
know.
Home,
yeah,
or actually different homes, you know, yeah. there were so many older senior women
right.
who still watched
oh,
Days
yeah.
of Our Lives religiously
yeah,
every
yeah.
day.
That's their jam.
They would yeah. keep me up on because I don't really watch it anymore.
Well, what are they going to do at the home? They're going to have to get Peacock Plus.
Well, what about people who live by themselves? This is
I know
so
this
sad
is so
to
sad.
Me.
Well, you know, it's the sign of the times. You know, first there was cable TV that these people had to get used to, and now they got to get used to streaming. So, it's like,
and they're also
and they
got to
have
lives.
The internet. That's dangerous.
Days of
Our
Lives
people.
Is also doing it. They're doing a 5-episode stint of like Bo and Hope, John and Marlena.
You know all these guys. Wow, that's scary.
There's like, oh, I do.
Wow.
Not the new. I don't know the new people.
Okay.
I know all the
right.
old people.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Even had Charles
now,
Shaughnessy
can you
on
get,
for one.
Days of Your Lives on Peacock? Now, I mean the old episodes.
I don't know.
There's got to be literally thousands of them, right? Tens of 57 years. That's a long time. I know somebody who's watching Dark Shadows right now, and he's been watching it for
oh.
I don't know 3 years, and he's up to episode 900.
Oh my
like,
gosh!
Oh my god! He's like, yeah, I go home at night and I watch Dark Shadows. There's nothing
the
else on TV.
The original one, huh?
The original Dark Shadows. Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever watched the original. I watched
oh,
the
I
remake.
I
loved it, and
yeah,
they.
Yeah.
They canceled it.
Yeah, no. The movie wasn't very good.
I should watch Dark Shadows.
The Johnny Depp movie. But anyway. But here's my bold prediction. Bold prediction.
Mm-hmm.
That network TV will be totally changed in the next 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
3 years. Next 3 years. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. What's that?
Well, didn't you tell me that HBO Max and Discovery Plus
HBO
are
Max and Discovery Plus are going to merge because Discovery bought Warner Brothers. Yeah. They can't. They don't think they can sustain.
And Magnolia, you said Magnolia is going over
Magnolia
to HBO
will
Max.
Go to HBO Max.
What yeah. the crap?
Because it's Discovery. All right. With our apologies to Halle Berry, who now has a very beautiful shade of purple hair, and it's purple. And
she does.
Yes, she does.
Do you like it?
Check the. I do. I love it. Anyway, there you go. More Who Cares Tomorrow.
Like
that's right. It matters to me. More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.